Morning Watch, knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ, week 6. Knowing and experiencing the all-inclusive, extensive Christ as our life and as the constituent of the new man. Thursday, related verses. Colossians chapter 3, verses 3 and 4. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, our life, is manifested, then you also will be manifested with him in glory. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, to him I will give of the hidden manna, and to him I will give a white stone, and upon the stone a new name written, which no one knows except he who receives it. John chapter 15, verses 5 and 7. Verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Verse 7. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. Colossians chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. And have put on the new man, which is being renewed unto full knowledge, according to the image of him who created him. Where there cannot be Greek and Jew, circumcision and uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free man, but Christ is all and in all. John chapter 6, verses 57 and 63. Verse 57, as the living Father has sent me, and I live because of the Father, so he who eats me, he also shall live because of me. Verse 63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. Suggested reading. Our destiny is glory. Today we are hidden in God. But when Christ is manifested, we shall be manifested with him in glory. Today we should not make a show, but should remain hidden in God, waiting for the time when we shall arrive at our destination and enter into glory with Christ. Then, at the appointed time, the time for a divinely ordained display, there will be the manifestation of the sons of God in glory. In Exodus chapter 16, verse 33, we see that an omer full of manna was placed in a pot and laid up before the Lord to be kept for future generations. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 4 speaks of the golden pot that had the manna. The manna concealed in the golden pot signifies that our life is hidden with Christ in God. The Christ hidden in God is the manna hidden in the golden pot. In the Bible, gold signifies the divine nature. According to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, we are partakers of this divine nature. Only the nature of God, the divine nature, can preserve Christ as our hidden manna. We cannot preserve Christ in our mind or emotion. We can preserve him only in the divine nature which we have within us through regeneration. Actually, the divine nature within us is God himself. The manna in the golden pot indicates that the very Christ whom we enjoy as our life supply is preserved in the divine nature, which is now in our inmost being. Christ is our special portion of food hidden in the divine nature. When we touch the divine nature, the golden pot, we enjoy Christ as the manna hidden within it. The tabernacle in the Old Testament is a sign of the universal incorporation. Christ as the hidden manna is the center of the tabernacle. The hidden manna is in the golden pot. The golden pot is in the ark, made of acacia wood overlaid with gold. And this ark is in the Holy of Holies. The hidden manna, which signifies Christ, is in the golden pot, which refers to God. The manna in the golden pot indicates that Christ is in the Father. The ark is in the Holy of Holies, and the Holy of Holies is our spirit. Today, our spirit, indwelt by the Holy Spirit, is the Holy of Holies. From this, we can see that Christ as the hidden manna is in God the Father as the golden pot, that the Father is in Christ as the ark with his two natures, divinity and humanity, and that this Christ as the indwelling spirit lives in our regenerated spirit to be the reality of the Holy of Holies. This means that the Son is in the Father, that the Father is in the Son, and that the Son as the Spirit is the reality of the Holy of Holies. This implies and corresponds to the four ins in John chapter 14, verses 16 through 20. Verse 20 says, "In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." And verse 17 says, "The Spirit of reality shall be in you." The Son is in the Father. We are in the Son. The Son is in us. And we are indwelt by the Spirit of reality. This is the incorporation of the processed God with the regenerated believers. The way to be incorporated into the tabernacle is to eat the hidden manna. The more we eat Christ, the more we are incorporated into the triune God as a universal incorporation. By eating the hidden manna, we are incorporated into the tabernacle.